When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
You ever have a day that just gets away from you? That's how today has been. That's how this weekend has been. It's how last week was. It's like next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock. It's 3:30. It's 4 o'clock. And the day just adds on over and over. But it's interesting because, yeah, I had a lot to do today. But that did not stop me from laying in bed this morning and reading about the Orioles, about recording another podcast, and in between sessions or on a commercial break, taking a look to see what some Oriole news is. Because, guys, it's baseball season. The Super Bowl was last night. This is Monday, February 10th. This episode, the Super Bowl's over. Congrats to you, Eagle fans. But football season's now officially over, which means it is officially baseball season. I know that you guys have got a forecast of snow for tomorrow in Baltimore, but it's still baseball season. Everyone's on their way to Florida. Wednesday, pitchers and catchers report. There's a fun photo that I put in the Birdland newsletter that comes out later today of a bunch of the guys at Disney World. I guess so, a fun trip before work starts. And this is what I love to see about this team. It's part of what makes this team special is these kids, these young guys, these young men, they're friends. It's not like going to work where you have maybe one guy, one friend that you're buddies with. These guys have grown up in every level of ball together, and they are friends. So if you take a look at the newsletter, which you can subscribe to by going to birdlandtoday.com and clicking on the newsletter, at 4 o'clock every day, you get an email of my show prep, basically. Some notes, some things I decided not to talk about on the podcast, some things that I did talk about on the podcast, and the occasional mistake as I make it where I typed right field when I gave a photo of the left field wall. An obvious mistake where I have been so focused on my confusion over who will play right field that when I got the show wall pick, I typed the wrong field. But get the newsletter and check out this picture. It is the guys are standing in front of the Millennium Falcon at Galaxy's Edge in Disney World. And you have Adley Rutsch, there's girlfriends and wives in the picture too. But I don't care about them. What I care about is we've got a trip to Disney World to have fun, ride rides, enjoy just a day off work. And you've got Adley Rutschman, Colton Cowser, Gunnar Henderson, Ryan Mountcastle, and Jordan Westberg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of your starters. If you count your DH, there's 10 people that start the game, 9 in the lineup plus the pitcher, and half that team that's going to start every single day enjoys each other enough that they go on a little day vacation or at minimum day trip together to Disney World before going to Sarasota and spending life every moment together. That's just part of what makes this team special, is that they're friends, they're brothers. That's why I'm all for long-term contracts for not one, not two, but all these guys, because there's something special about this team. Last week we talked about, kind of expressed my frustrations over projections as they came out. And I believe we talked about Fangraphs. If we didn't, we're going to look at Fangraphs again today, because Fangraphs, the projections came out last week. And then what I missed in the projections is a little article by Michael Bauman on Fangraphs.com in their blog section, where he writes 5 teams that should confound their playoff odds. Now, if you don't know what confound means, it means cause surprise or confusion, or something to mix something up. Now, what he's really saying is these Fangraphs odds for the Orioles, it's bulletin board material. This is what the Orioles need to put up on the board and see in their locker room every day, that Fangraphs thinks they're going to get 83 wins because it's with a 44% chance of playoffs. It's ridiculous. His first paragraph about the Orioles says, I said I was going to take the over on the Orioles before I even looked at the actual numbers. It's become a meme at this point that projection systems hate the Orioles with a consistency that begs to be anthropomorphized. Much easier to write that word than speak that word. But this is what we've complained about every year. Oh, it's against the Orioles. It favors the Yankees. It favors the Red Sox. It favors the Blue Jays. It favors the Rays. Maybe it doesn't favor. Maybe there's just things that make this team special, like the fact that they are friends. But he does go on and say, hey, I know they lost Santander. I know Kyle Bradish might not pitch this season or best come out late. I know Jackson Holliday didn't look good last season. But this lineup is stacked. The rotation might have some holes. It might be iffy. But that's all rotations. And Felix Bautista is already in Sarasota. And we have a bullpen that's set. So, I know we talked about Fangraphs last week. The AL East is going to be competitive. It always is. But there is no way that the Baltimore Orioles play 500 ball. They won 101 games, then 91 games. They're not dropping to 83 games. The lineup's great. These guys are friends. They're brothers. They're ready to go to war together. Now, that said, I think there's only one appropriate way to end today's podcast and welcome us back to baseball season. So, we're going to play the song that gives everybody chills. But if you're an Orioles fan, it's only appropriate that today you've got some goosebumps knowing that baseball season's it's here, and the Orioles will show up in a couple days. You can go over there, by the way, and watch practice, watch spring training games. I am starting to put my schedule together for what games I'm going to this year. I have locked in that I will be on Baltimore on May 4th. So I will be at that game, and I will be in Sarasota for the spring opener on February 22nd, I believe that is, in just a couple weeks, and I can't wait. Every time I add an Oriole game to my calendar, it's exciting. So, thanks for listening to this podcast. Thanks for spreading the word. Pitchers and Catchers Report on Wednesday. Subscribe to the newsletter. Tell everyone else. And let's close this out with a little Orioles magic.
Something magic happens every time you go. You make the magic happen, the magic of Orioles baseball. When the game is close and the O's are hot, there's a thundering roar from 34 to give it all they've got. And you never know who's gonna hear the call. Every game has a different start. That's the magic of Orioles baseball.
Orioles magic, feel it happen. Orioles magic, feel it happen. O-R-I-O-L-E-S. Magic, 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 magic.
Something magic happens every time you go.
Magic, feel it happen. Orioles magic,
magic happens.